Cape Talk. A worldview from London with Adam Gilchrist.
I almost greeted you in Afrikaans. Good morning, Adam Gilchrist. How are you today? Hello there, old chap.
Good morning.
What's on the go? Sure, lots on the go. Scaring us here with the Islamic State story.
Yeah, this is the problem, is that we seem to have a whole new complicated, convoluted war. We know there's been a war that's been complicated enough for some time in Syria, but it felt like, apart from the civilian enclaves which have been bombed, and the fact is there's been still enormous loss of life and huge movement of people, but generally speaking, it felt like it had begun to be contained, shall we say, because Islamic State had been, if not completely wiped out, then certainly their caliphate had been. But here we go with the Turkish offensive, the United States having to pull their troops back. In fact, they've pulled troops further out. Over 100,000 people have now been on the move, evacuating various towns and villages close to the Turkish border in Syria.
Right.
As the New York Times is putting it this morning, the Trump-blessed war is already a full-blown disaster. And in amongst all this is the fact that there's a report telling us that 950 Islamic State supporters have escaped a camp.
Jeez.
That's essentially because of whatever, the furore, the guards not being there, they were being guarded by Kurdish fighters mainly, that now Islamic State will rear its head, because suddenly to have 1,000 guys out on the loose and looking for something to do is not exactly how we wanted things to go.
Not at all. Okay, well, hopefully we're going to see some things quietening down in that regard. I don't expect it to happen with the US troops out the way, and clearly President Erdogan in Turkey not really trying to push back, or at least pull back in any particular way.
Yeah, exactly.
Sure, worrying stuff. But over to Japan, also very worrying.
Yeah, although I suppose this typhoon is moving on, as is the nature of weather events, but it might be moving on. But behind it, the devastation is quite something, this typhoon Hagibis. We know that there are now over 100,000 people taking part in the search and rescue, so that's obviously a lot of troops, firefighters, police, but others have joined in as well, other groups have joined in. The worst storm to hit Japan, they reckon, in something like 60 years. We know the death toll has reached 37, and there are 20 people missing as well, but that, again, could rise, couldn't it? There are so many things about what it's done. I mean, I think there are two things that have really hit home for me. One is that when they've described a meter of rain in 48 hours. So if you imagine over the weekend it had rained a meter, which is just ridiculous. And then consider what that does to rivers and lakes. And there are a lot of rivers in Japan. So the flooding has been extraordinary. But also there's this amazing picture of the famous Japanese bullet trains all lined up next to each other in a depot, which has been flooded and badly flooded. And so you have this sort of vaguely aerial picture of all these bullet trains lined up. They look like giant kayaks, sort of all sitting there in the water. And goodness knows if those are ever usable again, or what they do with them. They're terribly expensive things, and there must be at least 8 of them in this particular photo. You just think, well, just that one thing alone will have cost Japan an enormous amount of money, as well as all the other things they're having to count the cost of.
Correct. And of course, the loss of life cannot even be quantified. Moving on to the Philippines.
Yeah. This just rather grabbed me, just that this is a problem the world over, isn't it? You know, traffic jams in our cities. It just so happens that Manila in the Philippines, the capital of the Philippines, is officially one of the world's most gridlocked cities. Some people suggest it's second only to Mexico City, although I think Moscow might come in there as well sometimes. You know, when you have a traffic jam where nothing is moving for 20-something miles, it's that sort of stuff. So commuters are a bit on the edge, and of late, there are reports of people taking 3-4 hours to get to work, 3-4 hours to get home again. Now, if you...
But is that not like Mexico City, like LA, like Nairobi?
I suppose. It's pretty horrible. But in piped a spokesman for the president, Rodrigo Duterte, who said that basically, do you know what? If people want to avoid the traffic jams, they should go to work earlier. So is that really official government policy? But to avoid traffic jams, you should just allow extra time for your journey.
I mean, this from an administration that feels free to actually shoot drug dealers dead, the actual president. So you can understand their policy is not exactly very sound.
No, and also the president that has his own $40 million private jet he's just bought.
Oh, wow.
It doesn't look like he's avoiding the traffic jam.
Right, nice life. And then rounding out in the UK.
Yeah, although the ceremony itself was in Rome. But yeah, this is England having its first saint since the 1600s. There were, I think, five people canonized from various countries, Switzerland, Brazil included. But England getting its first one for over 400 years. I guess the Vatican still probably hasn't forgiven us, has they, for King Henry VIII and
right.
Protestantism. That might just resonate a little bit somewhere. But anyway, the Catholic Cardinal, John Henry Newman, who's been a well-celebrated theologian, a poet, and a healer, he died in 1890, so we're not exactly, they weren't in a hurry to canonize him, but anyway, he's finally been made a saint by Pope Francis, and I love the Pope's own eulogy to John Newman, calling him cheerful, kind, courteous, candid, and unassuming, not unlike Pope Francis himself, perhaps. But also, because there were, you have to have miracles if you're going to be a saint, you have to have confirmed miracles. So John Newman's confirmed miracles were curing a man's crippled spine and a woman's unstoppable bleeding. Sounds to me like he might have had a bit of doctoring on the side. But
I was about to ask, are the surgeons allowed to be saints too? All righty. Well, that's good news.
I suppose it comes down to belief, but
yes.
you may not go with the whole saints Catholicism thing, but do you know what? A nice ceremony to remember a good guy
for sure.
Is still not a bad thing, is it?
I like that perspective. Thank you so much for the Worldview. Adam Gilchrist there in London. Stay